And I know for every family it's different. For my family, the main issue or concern would be summer sports programs. You know, summer sports, mainly travel ball, has been a huge part of our lives, a huge part of my son's life. That's where most of his friendships, his close friendships, have come from. You know, it's kind of our fun for the summer, too, which has been a big part of our lives. And, you know, the travel program, not just the travel programs, but I think some of the local sports programs, too. I don't know how they would continue with the balance schedule, you know, because my understanding is they would go back to school in July. And I don't know how those programs would even continue. Because it's usually a 6 to 7 week, you know, straight of games and practice
schedule.
So,
yeah.
So that is, for my family, that would be really hard, and that'd be really sad. And I know a lot of families that their kids do participate in summer sports programs or also summer camps, just lots of summer programming. I think it would have a big effect on that. My biggest concern, though, even more so that was more so than that, was doing it this year. You know, with COVID, there's been so much change and upheaval and loss. You know, I just losing the summer, and for my son, losing their travel season, it just seemed like it was too much for this year. I understand that this is a trend, and I do have some friends in education who see some benefits to it. So there probably are some benefits. I understand this is a trend, and we're probably going to have to do it at some point. But I was just really hoping that they did not start it this summer. It just seemed like this was not the year to do it. And my understanding is that has been off the table. I think at this point they're planning on starting a regular, you know, mid to late August. So I'm hoping that stands, because I think that will make this all easier to swallow if it's not this summer.
Mm-hmm. And as far as like the balanced year round schedule, I think a lot of the pros, you know, at least for the school districts, is information retention. You know, that there wouldn't be a big break in the summer to come back and then have to kind of rehash things. And you know, is that something that that, you know, you see as a positive as well? But, you know, as far as schooling, do you think that they need to go back earlier?
Yeah, I mean, for my kids, I don't know. I don't feel a big need for that. But, you know, my kids aren't everybody's kids are different, and I'm not in education. I do have some teacher friends who, you know, that exact point that you just made is what they really like about it. So, you know, I'm sure there probably are some benefits to that.
Okay. All right. And your students, when you were talking about your son, is he the younger at Washington Gifted, or is he at Richwoods?
Richwoods.
He's at Richwoods, okay.
Yep.
And have you had any conversations with, like, the coaches and, you know, people that are involved in those leagues about what they would do if they did go to a balanced schedule? I mean, have there been discussions about potential plans?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
Yeah, I thought about talking to one of the coaches, but I hadn't yet, because I'm just kind of waiting to see what they did this summer. I didn't know how that would work, especially this year with COVID. The IHSA schedules are all, you know, wacky.
Yeah.
And so baseball, like, for us starting later, you know, going way further into the summer, so. I don't know how you would squeeze in a travel season.
When is that scheduled to start at this point, you know, as far as plans that are in place right now, do you know?
I believe the games are starting in, like, very end of April, beginning of May.
Okay, and then they go into June, is that what you're saying? Okay.
Through the end of June.
Okay, all right.
Which is kind of weird. That'll be interesting. Yeah.
Sure. Okay, Tammy, thank you so much.